Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something proper nasty and musical at the same time, a Heatwave jungle bassline arranged in Ableton Live 12, advanced style. And by Heatwave, I mean that low-end pressure where the sub stays disciplined and solid, but the mid-bass feels hot, unstable, and alive. It's not just one sound. It's a system. A sub that hits the body, a re-sur growl layer that gives you movement, and a resampled texture layer that adds grit, chatter, and personality. Then we arrange all of that like a conversation, with the drums, not like a loop sitting on top of them. So the first move is not sound design, it's arrangement thinking. Open a new set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. Then put your markers in place across the timeline. Think in sections. Intro tease. First drop. Variation. Switch up. Breakdown. Second drop. And DJ-friendly outro. Even if your track changes later, having that skeleton early keeps the energy curve intentional. In drum and bass, arrangement is part of the instrument. The bass line hits harder when the listener has already felt the space around it. Now drop in a basic drum grid first. Kick, snare, break edit, hats, maybe a little percussion. Nothing fancy yet. The goal is to create a groove context so the bass can react to it. And as you place those drums, leave deliberate holes where the bass will eventually breathe. Especially in the intro and reset sections. Silence is not empty here. Silence is pressure. Next, build the foundation. A clean mono sub. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Keep it simple. Use one sine oscillator. No width. No drama. No unnecessary layers. Set the amp envelope with a fast attack, short release, and no lingering tail that could smear the groove. You want the sub to feel tight and controlled, like it knows exactly where the kick is landing. Now write a one-bar motif. Don't overcomplicate it. Start with a root note on beat 1, then add a short answer note on the offbeat or on beat 3. Maybe one passing note occasionally, a semitone or tone above or below the root, just enough to create tension. Keep the note lengths short and clean. If you want a little extra punch, you can fake a tiny pitch dip at the front of the note, but keep it subtle. This is sub, not a gimmick. The big idea here is that the sub should be stable enough that the club system feels it, but simple enough that the movement in the upper layers can do the talking. Now we add the heat wave layer. Create a second MIDI track and load Waveatable if you want a modern Reese feel, or analog if you want something rawer and a bit more old school. For Waveatable, start with a saw-based source, then add a little unison, but not so much that the bass turns to mush. Keep the detune moderate. You want tension, not flab. Then low pass it and leave yourself room to automate the cutoff later. After the instrument, put saturator on it. Just a bit of drive, enough to rough up the harmonics and make the bass feel more urgent. Soft clip on if needed. You can also add a tiny bit of chorus ensemble if you want width in the mid-bass only, but stay disciplined. Keep the sub out of that stereo mess. This is a key DNB concept. The sub gives the physical weight, and the mid-bass gives the personality. If you try to make one patch do everything, you usually end up with something that sounds huge solo and weak in the mix. Now program the mid-bass with the same basic MIDI shape as the sub, but don't be afraid to alter a few notes. Maybe one octave drop on a key hit. Maybe a pickup note leading into bar 5 or bar 13. Maybe a short response phrase every 4 bars. Think in energy bands, not just notes. Some bars should be felt, some heard, and some noticed. That's a huge advanced lesson right there. A good jungle bassline is not equally dense all the time. If every bar is full, the drop loses impact. So instead of adding more notes, try controlling what gets left out. Now shape the phrasing like the bass is talking to the drums. Open the MIDI clip and think in call and response. Bar 1 can state the idea. Bar 2 can leave space or answer more lightly. Bar 3 can repeat the idea with one small change. Bar 4 can give you a turnaround or fill. Keep holes around the snare. If your snare is landing on 2 and 4, don't let the bass sit right on top of it unless that's a deliberate clash. And don't forget note length. That's one of the most overlooked tools in bass arrangement. A bass line can feel static simply because the notes are all the same length. Shorten some notes. Let one note hold a little longer. Nudge a pickup note by a 16th, so it feels more human and a little more dangerous. That tiny shift can change the whole groove. Now we bring the motion in. On the mid-bass track, automate the filter cutoff across the drop. Start a little darker, then open it up by the fourth bar of the phrase, then close it down again as you approach the turnaround. You can also automate saturator drive in small moves, not huge dramatic sweeps. We're not trying to make EDM risers here, we're trying to make the bass breathe. If you want rhythmic movement, auto filter is your friend. Low pass mode, moderate resonance, and small automation moves. or draw curves directly in arrangement view. The advanced trick is to make that movement legible even when the drums are muted. If the bass only feels alive because the break is doing all the work, it's not strong enough yet. At this point, use both views in Ableton like a proper producer. Arrangement view for the macro structure, and clip view for the micro phrasing. The strongest ideas usually come from tightening both layers together. In other words, don't just add more MIDI. Fix the ends of the notes. Fix the accents. Fix where the phrase starts. Now we make it more like a performance by resampling. Once the main bass loop is working, record or resample 4 to 8 bars to a new audio track. Print the sound with the processing in place. This is where the bass starts to feel like a real performance instead of a clean MIDI pattern. Slice that audio into interesting chunks. Reverse a tail. Stutter a half bar phrase. Chop one note into 3 smaller hits. Send a single note through echo so it trails into the next section. That resampled layer is especially important in jungle and darker rollers because it brings in those tiny imperfections that feel alive. MIDI can be very clean. Audio can have dirt, memory, and heat. Now lock the drums and bass together. Group your drums and add some light glue or drum bus treatment if needed. On the bass side, use utility to keep the low end controlled. Sub below roughly 120 Hz should stay mono. That's a general rule that saves a lot of headache. Keep the width, if you use any, in the upper harmonics, not in the fundamental zone. Then sidechain the bass to the kick with compressor. Fast attack, release time to the groove, and just enough gain reduction so the kick can speak. If your snare feels buried, cut a small dip in the bass around the snare body area, somewhere in the 180 to 250 Hz range depending on the sample. Small move, big payoff. The goal is for kick and bass to feel like one engine, but not one blob. The kick transient still needs room to hit. Now let's build the arrangement energy in 4-bar phrases. For bars 1 through 4 of the drop, keep the motif clear and relatively minimal. Let the listener lock onto the identity. In bars 5 through 8, introduce one small twist. Maybe a higher answer note. Maybe a filtered tail. Maybe a slight rhythmic displacement. In bars 9 through 12, strip out one layer for contrast. Then in bars 13 through 16, bring it back with a filler turnaround so the phrase resolves and points toward the next section. This is where the heatwave character really lives. The bass line should feel like it's shimmering, changing temperature, and always moving, but without losing the core motif. A really useful advanced trick is phrase inversion. If your main motif rises into the answer note, try making the variation fall into it every 8 bars. Same identity, fresh contour. Or shift just one bass hit later by a 16th note in bars 5, 13, or 21. That tiny delay can make the groove feel more human and more dangerous. You can also use answer note substitution. Swap a repeated response note for a semitone above, a fifth, the octave, or even a muted ghost note. Just don't do it too often. The listener should feel the change without getting lost. And when you need a proper tension moment, give yourself a tension bar. Every 16 bars, break the pattern a little. Fewer notes. Longer held note, a sudden filter move, a brief silence before the snare. Those moments make the main loop feel stronger because the contrast is doing the heavy lifting. Now think about the breakdown and the outro. In the breakdown, automate the bass filter to close down and let the atmosphere, break edits, or effects take over. In the outro, remove the sub first, then leave a filtered mid-bass fragment so the track stays mixable for a DJ. That's a big part of professional arrangement in DNB. You want identity, but you also want utility. Here's a common mistake to avoid: making the sub too wide. Keep it mono. Another one is letting the bass overlap the snare too much. Shorten notes, make holes, or carve a tiny EQ dip. Also, don't over-distort everything. Distort the mid-bass if you want aggression, but leave the sub clean. The whole track will thank you later. If the groove starts feeling stuck, don't immediately add more notes. First ask, can I change note length? Can I shift the phrase start by a 16th? Can I change which bar opens the 4-bar cycle? Usually the answer is yes, and the fix is cleaner than just stacking more MIDI. One more pro move, split the bass into jobs. Sub for pure weight, mid for attitude and movement, top texture for aggression and noise. That separation makes the arrangement way more controllable and mixable. And if you want extra underground character, resample a heavy 4-bar phrase and chop it. Reverse the last 8th note into the next section. Print one version cleaner, one dirtier, and one more filtered. Then treat those as arrangement assets, not just experiments. So here's the core workflow to remember. Build the arrangement skeleton first. Make the sub clean and mono. Add the moving mid-bass. Phrase it like a conversation with the drums. Use automation for motion. Resemble for character. Keep the low end disciplined. And use space as a weapon. If you want a quick practice challenge, build a 2-bar bass motif with operator and wavetable, duplicated across 16 bars, and change only one thing every 4 bars. Remove a note. Add an octave hit. Open the filter. Resample a turnaround fill. Then test it in mono and at low volume. If it still feels strong there, you've got something real. Because that's the whole point of a heatwave jungle bass line in Ableton Live 12. It should evolve across that arrangement without losing its identity. Hot, tight, controlled, and alive. Now go make it breathe and make it hit.